Peter Wicks. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast of two best friends, Sam Thompson and Mr. Peter James Wicks, all about our quest for fame or lack thereof. Now, we're going to Hollywood, we're going to be James Corden, and I forgot what I was going
to
say.
Do you know, in all seriousness, in all the weeks we've done this, that was the best start to that.
I know.
And then you...
I know, panicked at the end.
So, as usual, I'm going to be drinking, and I do swear quite a bit, so if you don't like it, go fuck yourself. We've got a guest.
Come on!
We've got a fucking guest.
We've got a guest. She's famous.
Finally. Well, yeah, we haven't just got fucking Margaret from down the road, have we? Obviously, you fucking tit.
She's cool.
She is?
She's down with the kids.
Yes. Before we do that, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe and all that crap. So, guest this week is someone we did a show with. We did The Circle with her a few years ago for Stand Up To Cancer. She beat us in that. But I love her. She's amazing. We've got Saffron Barker.
Saffron Barker, everybody, come on!
She's not coming in yet.
Oh, okay.
We're just telling
I thought we were introducing her in.
No, that's
clap.
What...
Should we clap her in?
No, that's what we've got coming up.
Oh, right, okay, Saffron cool. Barker. Saffron Barker will be here. She's just not here yet.
Yes.
Is what we're saying. Saffron, imminent arrival.
Saffron has done Strictly and some amazing shows and is basically very successful, so we need her to give us advice. What do you want to get out of this?
I would like to find out how to be a vlogger, because I think that's my next step, or our next step, really, actually.
I'm not taking that step.
Yeah, we're going to be vloggers. I'd like to be in the YouTube scene, us and Joe Sugg and all that lot. I think that'd be quite cool.
Don't know who that is.
Well, I think Saffron can set us up.
I'll be honest with you, it's probably a good idea to get a name right before she comes, because if she comes in and goes, it's Saffron Barker.
You know, I've been following Saffron for years.
Yeah, have you?
Not in a weird way, just like in a, just that'd like a, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Saffron's.
Oh, I love Saffron.
Yeah, but you love her because you go on nights out.
Yes, she's a great friend. She's a great night out, and she's very fun. She's also just behind the camera looking at me now. So I'm going to stop talking, and we'll get her on, shall we?
Welcome, Saffron.
And this is the bit where they're going to cut, and I've got to move over, and all the mics have got to change. So
yeah, welcome, Saffron Barker.
Lovely.
We are joined here today. Sorry, that's just Pete rustling with his beers. That's just
Pete,
the resident.
Taken away from my moment.
Sorry,
here.
Sorry. I'm done.
Come on, only get one intro.
We are joined today by the beautiful, the lovely, the enigmatic Saffron Barker.
I've never heard that word before.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
I'm going to take it. Thank you.
Because I panicked. You're our first guest in this new studio and I didn't really know what to say.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This is a big privilege. Not because this is a good podcast, because it's not. Just because we are very picky about guests. We can't agree on guests.
Is that the line we're going down? We can't get guests, Saffron. We really, really are struggling.
No. All the people that we want, we can't get. And the people that we don't want, we tell to fuck off.
Yeah, that's very true.
Right, basically. Okay. Yeah. But you were one of the people that we wanted.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
you know what?
Like
it does
this.
Feel like a real privilege. We're so lucky to be here.
I'll be honest with you, that is a terrible liar, and you are a really bad liar. I feel like you've been forced to do this because we've got the same PR. That's what I think.
Is that what this is? Is that why we're here?
We've got the same PR,
never.
So I feel like I've gone,
I actually love you. I love both of you, so.
Do them a favour, because they're not doing great. Will you just pop on the podcast? Before we start, though, I'm slightly fucked off because I'm in the wrong seat.
You're looking at me like it's my problem, but I got sat here.
Yeah, producer Charlotte, not again, never again. I don't like it over here. The seat's really warm.
I love it. This
I
is
do feel
brilliant.
Like it's really stressing you out.
I don't like change. I just don't like it.
I can tell. Am I sat in your exact spot?
That's my exact spot.
You'll come sit on my lap?
I would much rather sit on your lap than his, because currently he keeps touching me, and this is why I don't want to sit next to him. This is why we have separate sofas, because he will continually throughout this podcast finger me.
How are we going to sit? We need to actually figure this out, because we've not done this yet. Like, I'm going to arm up here, quite relaxed, quite cool.
You're taking up most of the sofa, now it's just me. Anyway, so podcast called Staying Relevant.
Yeah.
And it's basically Sam's quest to do very well in this industry.
Okay.
And me just trying to make a living.
Yeah.
Effectively, that's what I'd call it. And all the fouls and things that we've had to do over the years that are a fucking disaster. And all the things that other people do that are disaster.
Lovely.
So, first question. What does staying relevant mean to you?
Not caring so much what people think of you.
Oh, she's gone deep.
I think here I go. I don't know actually where I'm going with this.
This is just a lighthearted.
She's going deep.
I don't know. I guess it's like, to be relevant, you have to like keep up with trends and stuff, which is something I actually hate.
Really?
Like, I don't do that a lot. I used to when I first started out, but I'm really not somebody that
likes your life.
Trends.
That's like YouTube. That's the whole vibe.
Yeah.
Of it, right?
Yeah, but she's
I think I could be. I think I could be so much bigger than I am if I did more trends and stuff, but I just choose not to because I just don't normally like them.
But you skyrocketed really quickly, really young.
Mm-hmm.
And then got to a point where actually you don't need to keep up trends because you're Saffron Barker. So actually you kind
not
of hit
the... Not quite like that, but do you know what? I'll take that.
Yeah, listen.
That's what I tell myself when I don't want to do a trend.
Yeah, you basically smash the granny out of it. And then when I don't have to follow what everyone else is doing now.
Yeah, but do you know what I think though? Is like, it's having a balance of like keeping up with trends, but also doing your own thing. Because at the end of the day, anyone can do the same trend.
So, yes, yeah, so you don't...
Like you've got to be... like original
unique.
In some way.
But I've got a question here. What is a trend? What are we talking about? Give me an example of a trend right now. Not, I'm asking for a friend. Yeah. Oh, I'm asking for a friend here because we need to do it.
Well, so. You do it. Like the TikTok dances and stuff you do. You're doing the trend.
I was just about to say, if anyone tries to keep up with trends, it's fucking you. Because you spent hours on TikTok seeing what dancers in America do and then go, we should do that.
So those are trends you're talking about, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just things like that.
Why are you acting like you don't know?
No, I'm talking about, I don't know, it could be like you. YouTube trends and shit. We're just lowly
TikTok. There's YouTube trends as well, but now there isn't. I unfortunately think it's nowhere near as big as it used to be. So you but that breaks my heart.
So you got in when it was good and then you know, you moved on. It's like fucking crypto, isn't it?
No, I haven't moved on. That's the thing. I haven't parted ways. Everyone else has. It really breaks my heart.
Why has everyone else parted ways?
Do you know what it is? I think the generation nowadays is growing up. Yeah, and that. Everyone wants to be a boxer.
Let's happy slap each other on a car park and we'll get fucking, do you know what I mean? We'll love that. When's your fight?
Oh, it's actually in a few months.
Probably with me.
Are you actually fighting?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Shut up.
Fuck off. Fuck
no,
me.
No,
I was going to say. Wow.
No, guys, what? I'm a lover, not a fighter, I swear.
Would you ever?
Do you know
I think
what?
That's like, a different
I actually
video.
Used to do Muay Thai, so I would love to. I did it for like a few years, so I would love to. But at the same time, I don't want to be a boxer. Like,
okay, okay, all right. Let me just Jake Paul this shit.
I know where this is
right. So I'm going to just be the promoter right now, mm-hmm. right? First of all, 2 million's on the table, right? You take home 2 million of the PPV and all that kind of shit, right? Okay, second question. Do you have anyone that you would fight? Someone you know, so it's like, so you have beef with. Someone you're like, look, we know each other. This could be kind of fun. We'd do it together.
Who do you want to kick the fuck out?
No, so that wouldn't be who do you want to kick the fuck out. Right. It'd be like,
yeah, but that's a more interesting question. You're basically asking her who is her friend that she'd split the money with. No, fuck that. Who do you want to kick the fuck out of?
I don't know. There's a no.
Seth, come on, go for it.
No. There's no. I actually couldn't say.
Oh
no.
Who?
There would be one person, but I could never say. I can't. I'm not saying that.
I reckon I know who that is.
Are they in the same field as you?
Been mentioned today.
No.
Question, are they in the same field
as you? I don't talk
you?
About them because, quite frankly, I've...
I have a question. What I am going to ask is, did whoever this was shag an ex?
Not quite, no.
To be honest with you as well, and I'll
I'd
be honest,
do it.
Yeah, but you'd get your fucking head caved in.
I know,
second.
I'd take a beating.
I don't think there's many people that you wouldn't beat up. I've seen you in the fucking gym.
Oh,
Like, have you seen her Instagram and that? You spend about 6 days a week in the fucking gym. Yeah. You're basically a tank, so you'd kick the fuck out of both
tank.
Of us. Like, in the nicest possible
tell you
way.
If I do a fight, my name's going to be the Tank.
Yeah, that's what it'd be. The Tank Barker. Tank Barker. I love that.
It sounds
there used
quite
to be
good.
An MMA fighter called Tank Abbott.
Do you know what I love about this? We're never going to get another guest again. We've literally sat someone down and been like, who do you hate? And then called her a tank. It's fucking starting well. I can't
it's
say.
Going well.
Hey, Saffron, there's a shot of tequila over there. I'm not saying have it, but you might want it.
Yeah, I actually hate tequila, but it's looking nicer
that.
As this goes on.
I've spent, we've had a night's out together and I've begged Saffron to do tequila with me.
And you've done it a few times.
You've done it a couple of times.
Sorry, where's my
like
fucking
tequila.
Invite to this? Have I been around ever when this has been happening?
So also
no, you haven't been.
That's so painful.
No,
I even said
been.
Saffron. Saffron came and did a Love Island podcast and I went, should we have a night out together? And she's like, yeah, well, yeah, we'll do it with Pete. And I was like, what?
That's quite funny, actually. That's really sad.
I was like, shit.
This happens quite a lot.
Am I this uncool?
You're so cute. You're smart all the time.
But thank you.
Yes, 100%. Same as that, like the happiest animal that stopped touching me.
Okay.
This is why I didn't want to sit here. This is the sole reason why I feel uncomfortable. He's too close. So you don't keep up with trends, but to stay relevant now, what do you do? If it's not YouTube stuff, what do you do? For example, I mean, where were you last night?
Okay, yeah. So I attend a lot of events. And that is actually something I deliberately do, I guess, if you want to call it, I guess, to be relevant, right?
Because you do have to go to events, yeah, right? Because it's a press web, especially for a girl, I think, more so than guys, because girls always get pressed based on what you wear, all that sort of stuff
is
more pressworthy than guys. Do you know what I mean?
Also, it's like socialising. A lot of...
Networking.
Networking, exactly. Love a bit of networking. And also, it's like... You know the saying, it's like not what you know, it's who you know.
So the point is, you started on YouTube, then first big show, Strictly...
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, and not gonna lie, I think I got very lucky with that show, right?
It's a massive show. Yeah, but you smashed it. Did you always want to do something like that?
Yeah, I always wanted to do Strictly. Like, I actually genuinely did watch it.
Where did you come?
Growing up, so really I left on the quarterfinals.
I left. I love that. I left. On my own accord.
I thought I'd just leave.
I was just about to say that's like when someone says,
"No,
a mutual decision when you broke up."
You got fucking dumped.
You got booted out, mate. Is what happened. You got to the quarters and they went, "Nah, she's out."
You know what? I'm such a sore loser.
Are you
so bitter? Yeah.
When you got booted out, did you go into your locker and start kicking shit?
Do you know what I?
Why has everyone at Strictly got a locker room?
I don't know. Did you go behind?
I didn't get a locker room.
No, I don't think they exist, babe. I think it's just made up. Did you go behind? Everyone goes back to the locker room.
Did you start kicking shit? Were you annoyed?
Yeah. I started throwing stuff, lobbing it.
I'd be livid. See, I'd be fucking livid.
No, I actually cried. It really...
Did you?
I did 13 weeks. And bear in mind, I was training like 12 hours a day. I was absolutely gutted.
Did you get hit by the Strictly curse and sort of like... give your partner a hand job on it? No.
Everyone thought I did.
Oh, yes!
But I didn't.
What was his name?
It was AJ that was my partner.
Oh, well, you're fine there. Yeah, he's got a missus, isn't he?
Yeah.
AJ Curtis, isn't he? You did SS with him.
Yeah, fuck. Lovely guy.
Anyways, to be fair, I was hoping I got Strictly Cursed. I was hoping, like, going to meet love my life, go on the dance show. It didn't quite work out for me. Like,
I know who you're about to say.
Were you hoping for Giovanni?
No, to be fair.
Do you know Gio?
Huh? Yeah.
Well, have you got him?
Moving on.
Have you got a Gio?
No!
I just did a weird yeah there. I was like,
sorry, I
have. Have I?
Have you?
I forgot you have.
No, I have.
Anyway, talking of love life, one of your exes is staying relevant recently.
Who's that?
Wasn't one of your exes the fish man?
Oh, yeah!
And to be fair, like, he wasn't fully my ex. I was kind of just seeing him for a long time.
Just sort of having fun. But no, I thought he was... I thought he didn't come... He came across like he was a bit, like, moody quite a bit at the time, to be fair. But I don't know if he was actually like that. You know, it's edited and obviously it's like only an hour and all that kind of stuff. When you watched him on it, were you a bit like, this is the Luca I know and possibly love, or I just know?
I definitely
But was
know.
It was it someone that were you like, yeah, this is him?
No, to be fair, when he first went on, I thought, oh my goodness, this is not what I thought he was going to be like at all, because he was so much more chatty and confident than... Yeah, when he first went on there, everyone loved him, right?
Yes, I did as well when he went on.
I was so outgoing. And I was speaking to him before he went on because we were still friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, if you're going on this show, like, you have to talk a lot. Like, you want to be on camera, like, they edit you. Like,
well, I have another question then. When, you know, you've obviously dated sort of people in the public eye and stuff, over it now, or easier to date people in the public eye for you?
I don't actually really think I have dated people in the public eye.
Luca was in the public eye.
No, but he wasn't.
Yeah, but he wasn't when I dated him. But it's funny, when I was like younger, like growing up, I always said, oh, I don't want somebody in the public eye. Like, I don't want that. Now I would actually way rather have somebody in the public eye, because I always think, like Luca, for an example, when I was seeing him, he had no followers. He was a private Instagram account, didn't want to do anything to do with that. And now he's on a TV show. And then like even my like actual ex-boyfriend, he had no followers. And then really quickly he had 250,000. It's like, they end up being in it anyways. So I'd rather just find somebody that's actually like got their own career going on and like already is in it, because they're going to end up doing it anyways.
So basically the way to stay relevant is to date Saffron Barker.
So yeah. So how are you going about finding the person in the public eye?
I'm not sure, because it's not working out that great.
No?
Not going to lie.
Okay. What about the geezer off Gogglebox?
Tom, everyone thinks I'm with
Tom. Who's this?
With Tom.
He was a kid off... He started on Gogglebox.
Tom what?
One of the... I don't know.
He's a Tom Malone Jr.
Tall dancer guy.
A junior as well. Love that.
But his family had loads of Rottweilers.
Yeah, and they always had these cakes. And then
they had loads of cakes, and then there was a Rottweiler called Dave that used to eat the cakes. That's all I remember.
He's a good looking bastard.
Did you watch Gogglebox?
I've never watched it, but I only remember that because his family absolutely fucking slated the shit out of me.
Did they?
Wait,
no.
Really?
What?
No.
Beef from a show I did years ago.
Amongst the ranks.
No, it was years ago. I don't remember what show it was, but I think his dad went dickhead, something like that. Something I was on. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, you can. You know exactly what it was. He knows word for word. He knows exactly the clip.
I don't know if they if it was a TOWIE thing or it might have been it must be about 5 years ago because he was really young then. I don't know how old he is now, but he looked very different. He didn't look like a man like he does now. Do you know what I mean?
He's a good looking fucker though. I've just seen him on the gram.
So that's not, I'm sure you've been asked that a million times now because it went in the press everywhere, didn't it?
Yes. Well, we filmed a TV show together.
Right, okay.
What did you film?
And then it's called The Real Dirty Dancing.
Wow.
And was he your partner? So it was like, strictly take two?
Yeah, but you like swap partners.
Did Arj do this?
Yeah, Arj did it as well.
Jesus Christ.
Actually, Pete just touched on something that I don't have a team of people, right? Mm. But you, Saffron, you've got like 2 million subscribers on YouTube, you're fucking flying. Like, do you have a team of people that sort of like follow you around and do shit? How's it work?
Not quite follow me around, but yeah.
They're all sat over there. She came on a minibus.
Yeah, my security just behind the door.
You've got security?
Yeah, behind the door.
Oh, no, you don't actually. I thought you might.
Surely you didn't believe that.
Well, I don't know.
I just walked through the street.
She's a YouTube superstar.
Are you joking?
So, like, who do you have? Do you have, like, makeup artist on tap? Like the Kardashians?
On tap, yeah. No, not quite. I wish. Maybe one day.
What's the Saffron Barker team?
So I obviously have my management.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are going to have all the same thing. Yeah. Then I have my direct manager.
Yeah.
Then I have my PR publicist team.
Oh, fuck me.
And then you have a PR team.
It's the same as ours.
Oh,
yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah, we had the same PR team.
Which is the way you said it made it sound so... I feel like publicists is if you get in trouble, right? Isn't that like if you're Pete Wicks...
It's what I've got.
If you're Pete Wicks and you get papped, as he always does, throwing up outside a strip club at 5 in the morning, smoking a fag, I get it, right? But if you're Squeaky Clean Thompson...
All right,
you know,
okay, I just want to point out, when you go Squeaky Clean Thompson as if I'm the bad guy here, you've been to that strip club with me.
No, I have not.
Have
I been? It's all you go to.
No,
if
so I'm, all I'm saying is...
Where are we going to end up? I'm like, come on, switch
on the car and then...
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm saying is...
You know where to find Pete.
Yeah, I know.
If I wanted to see Pete out, I know where to go.
Do you want to know something fucking depressing? Pete has, and I'm not joking, fucking true. He's got his own pair of Stringfellow slippers. He has his own pair of slippers, so when he walks in, he puts his slippers on. Let's just let that sink in. True or false?
So in terms of staying relevant...
Exactly. They've made him...
Every night.
They've made him Stringfellow slippers that he puts on, and do you know how he gets away with it? Jimmy goes, yeah, but I go to Strings for the food. He goes, so they've got great food.
I have eaten there.
And it was good.
Yeah.
So have you guys been on a date?
No, I feel like
you've been on a date. I'm going to be honest with you.
We haven't.
I was pole dancing and he was eating food.
Yeah, I was just flowing money at her.
I do think you need to switch up.
There we go.
I have recently.
I know you don't like change, but sometimes it's good to go outside to come.
Did you have a good night?
Yeah, the first time I went.
No!
Second and third.
No! Second and third!
All right.
No, I'm joking. It is good. It is good.
Yeah, see? And you loved it. Yeah. You love it every time you go. You actually asked to come back.
Did you? Yeah, and you never let me back. No. That's the funny thing. I've been once.
I'll be honest with you, Sam. It's not me that won't let you back. there was a slight issue with one of the dancers. One thing that always baffles me about you is the fact that you are... I'm obviously very old. You're...
Very young.
So, for example, but you've done some amazing things. Like, when you were at school and doing all that sort of, did you imagine that you would end up doing what you do now? Because you started quite young when you were doing all that sort of paper, yeah?
If I'm going to be quite honest, I kind of did.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily YouTube, but I'm not very academic and I'm dyslexic.
Hello.
I hated school. Yeah. And...
You hired it so much better than Sam.
I don't know if it's because I wasn't academic, just because I really didn't want to be there. Like, honestly, I barely did my last year in school. Like, I barely went. I didn't even go.
Why? Oh, you're doing YouTube at that point?
I was doing YouTube. And this is the point, though, mate. I was like, over it.
Fair play on you. Because, mate, think about it. At, like, 17, you got to make a decision, right? It's like, do I go to university?
I was 14.
At 14, you got to make a decision at 14,
you were
right?
14.
You were 14 and making...
So I was 14, yeah.
And making sheets.
When I was like 15, I'd stopped school.
Oh my God.
And then...
You're a child star. Like, so you're like the sweet life of Zach and Cody.
Don't know what that is, but that's the second time you've said that today.
Disney, they're child stars. So do I, yeah.
You sort of knew you were going to end up in that space, which is probably why... you've done as well as what you have, because, for example, your house is fucking unbelievable.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful.
Like, for someone to be able to do, like, you should be really proud of yourself is the point of that, is because you've just smashed the fucking life out of it, which is why we wanted you on the podcast, because obviously Sam and I are 10 years plus older than you, and...
Pete's the plus.
All right. We're 10 years and 10 years plus older than you, and have failed...
Dog years.
Failed everything in life. So we're effectively fucking useless. You are so far light years ahead of us... because you're good at what you do. So what we need is advice.
Okay.
That's the point of this.
Yeah.
Is how can I be seen as less of a drunk, predatory idiot, and how can Sam be taken more seriously and not thought of as just that annoying little brother who you wish would go away and never come back?
And can I start us off here? I think it begins with youth, right? And something that Pete
Well, we can't get that back.
You can try. For the love of God, go and get a hair transplant. That's what
bend down, all right? Because if you're going to keep going... This is a funny thing. Sam and I have got six different haircuts between us because Sam's gone for Jake Paul on the top, and then he's gone for Friar Tuck in this sort of area. I've gone for The Undertaker, business at the front, party at the back.
We're trying to be down with the kids.
Okay.
We're trying to get our demographic lower. Okay. And we are trying to pull numbers from the lower age group.
Okay.
I'm just so far... I still don't understand that you're... So, for example, YouTube is all the vlogging stuff, isn't it?
Because it's vlogging! It's fucking vlogging, Pete!
But this is the, I will never change it because, I'm sorry, but the vlog is not a word. So it's just vlog.
It is.
Vlog is not a word.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
Is it in the dictionary?
Well, is vlogging a word?
No, but it's a, but log is, and V is a letter, so it's just... And don't you hyphenate it.
No, it's vlogging. Video logging.
Video logging, yeah.
So video logging. So V, logging.
Logging.
Okay.
First of all, you need to start by being able to say it.
Secondly, create a TikTok account.
And do you know what the sad thing is? Is people love people that aren't very nice.
Yeah, so you would do very well. You'd do incredibly well.
No, you're lovely, but you would not be very nice, which would do well.
The fuck?
No, I actually think you're one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Oh, fuck off. No, he's not.
He's an absolute wanker. That's actually true. I say that to a lot of people on me. I honestly say, and I get asked about Pete more than any person, is what's he actually like? Because I think a lot of people think he's a dickhead, but...
I'm not sure this is going well for me.
People think he's a bully, as of a couple of episodes ago.
People do, but you're actually one of the nice people I've ever met. But also, you're very honest, which is good, and you say what we all want to say.
They're trying to claw it back.
Well, I'll tell you what, someone's not coming string feathers again. So that's your idea. So what other advice do you think? Because, listen, you've got a successful podcast as well now.
Mm. Sex, Lies and DM Slides. You should check it out on Spotify.
Very good. There's a great episode. You had a really cool guy on recently. A few months ago. That was me.
You were our most viewed ep.
Was I actually?
Yeah. Why the fuck can we not translate that to ours?
Love
the
that.
Hell's going on? It's got to be me. Oh my God, it's me.
There is a common denominator to a lot of these things.
I think you were Grace Barry's as well.
Okay, when you guys upload, I look at it and I think, oh my God, the way it's produced and everything is so cool. And
that's
so
why you have a team.
And I honestly think, oh, it's so cool. And you put so much effort into it, but therefore you're not uploading as much. Where I feel like... To be relevant, you've got to like upload a lot.
So I'm going to be honest with you. The reason
I feel like you need to have a balance.
But Saffron, I keep saying this to Pete.
Will you let someone speak?
Sorry, mate, but it annoys me. She's right. She's so right because Pete doesn't want to do it as much. I want to do it every day. I want Pete to live with me. I want him to have a room in the gap.
You know what? When I saw this relationship at first, I was like, I don't actually know if, like, you know, do they actually love each other as much as they say?
Yes.
Then I found out today that Sam did invite Pete to his Maldives trip. And now I'm realising, yes, you really do mean you want him to move in.
But genuinely, Sam does want us to move in together. And weirdly enough, actually, there's a link between all of us. We did a show called The Circle, the three of us, where Sam and I had to live together for a week. And at one point, and you know what it's like, obviously you were in the same building. As you played yourself, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I hadn't met you guys at this point, had
no.
I?
No.
No, it was the first time we've met. Because I think I followed you anyway before that. Mm-hmm. And you had a boyfriend and you said you were single.
So interesting. Anyway. It's funny that that's what you picked out. I followed you and you had a boyfriend at that point, and so I wasn't liking that many photos.
But she said, anyway, that's beside the point, is that you were on your own and you wish you had someone with you.
Yeah, massively. I found it so lonely.
I would have loved, and when I say loved, I mean with a passion, to have been on my own for that week. At one point, 3 days into it, they had to call the welfare person in to remove me from Sam in case I actually genuinely hurt him.
No.
True story.
Yeah, I had to be taken to the roof for a couple of hours on my own because they were worried about Sam's welfare.
To be fair, right, I'm not being funny. It is quite a small space for two people for
and
a
it's
week.
Him.
So, fucking, what does that mean?
So would you have rather, so the question is, would you have rather lived
with
Sam?
Do you actually have this much energy all the time? Like, are
24
you
hours a day.
Really?
Constantly touching, constantly asking you questions. Can't have 2 minutes to himself, constant, non-stop. Okay. I was cooking for him, I was cleaning for him.
Oh, fuck, you made potato smileys, mate. Let's
because
not
that's all you wanted to eat. Hold on, all you wanted to eat was fucking fish fingers, chicken nuggets and potato smileys. I did one nice meal on one day and you went, oh, it's too spicy for me, that. I can't eat that. But then for the rest of the time, all we had to order in was potato fucking smileys and chicken nuggets. The one nice meal I did, no, I can't eat that. It's far too exotic, that one.
And pepperamis and mushrooms.
Yeah, and pepper and boxes of pepperami and mushrooms. And all he does is burp and blow and fucking air shit everywhere. There was no door on the toilet, so you sit there and you go to the fucking toilet and they come and go, is it a big one? Like, it was just, I don't want to live with that. I'll be making his dinner like a fucking child, and he'll be driving remote control cars into my fucking feet, right? And then throwing balls on my head. And when I stamp on the car, he goes, oh God, did you see that? With the people, all the people watching, he's very aggressive. And then I'd sit there and I'd be drinking, and then he'd go, no, that's his 12th bottle today.
It was. Mate, can I have my riposte now? Can I have my Parry riposte, please, mate? Fuck, I'm crying. So Pete would, like, take quite a few shits, right?
You're starting this with a complete lie. Pete, you know, because I don't like things like that, you're starting it with a complete lie.
You would never know if Pete was ever taking a dump or not, because he's so prude, right?
Like, it's not prude, I just don't like toilets.
I don't care. Like, oh shit, with the door open, I'm absolutely fine. Pete's seen my cock, he's touched my cock, it's fine. And so I am fine with it. Pete will, like, tiptoe to the loo, right? And then, like, really, really softly put the seat down and be like that. And, like, you'll hear, like, a ding, like that. You're like, oh, he's having a shit. And like, I'd, like, knock through the door and be like, you having a poo?
I just don't like, I don't like toilet. Like, for example, I don't burp or fart in front of people, regardless, full stop.
So right, funny. Okay.
I just don't, funny. I don't know, listen, everyone does it. I just don't like it. How did you find that show?
Oh, God.
Did you enjoy, you did better than, did you come second?
Yeah.
Didn't we come third?
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, we did. So, yeah, so you beat us in that. Well, obviously, we were playing someone else.
How, who were we?
Rachel Reiner.
Oh, yeah.
In comparison to Strictly, because that's a completely different show, because that's probably the first time you've done a show that is, you're not at power of, you've got no control over the edit.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So that's the sort of show where they can just edit.
Yeah, because Strictly's like live, right?
So. Yeah.
Also, your YouTube, you can edit everything, right?
So you've always been
able to edit your own stuff. So that's the first time. How do you think you came across based on that edit?
Well, if you want me to, in that show, I came across really fucking boring.
Yeah, well,
really
no, it's
boring.
Yeah, but to be honest, we were seeing it live and you were that boring.
Yeah,
so I think
I was boring because I was staring at a wall by myself.
Yeah, no,
so
I imagine, like, that would be really
hard. I literally had fuck all to do. I like my own space, but, like, it was, I would say, I've just filmed Hunted and it was a hard show, but, like, that show, The Circle, I found the hardest show I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know
it's
what to do
isolate,
with myself.
Very isolated, yeah.
Like, I literally, because you don't know the time, that I would never understand.
It's on the oven.
Like, people on Love Island stuff that don't know the time, I don't, what, in what way does that help me?
So you've just done The Hunted. Your partner was?
Bobby Seagull.
Your partner was who?
Who is that?
He is a mathematician who's won university challenge.
Now, the whole point of The Hunted, because do you remember we were going to do it at some point? Sorry, are we keeping you?
I'm checking out Bobby Seagull.
So at one point, we were going to do The Hunted a couple of years ago.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah, I love the concept of that
show.
But
maybe not you two together.
Why? Well, why?
Well, put it this way, right? Bobby, I don't know very well. He is the sweetest person on this earth, right? We had to... So basically, Bobby had forgot his tent, right? So... I've got my one-man tent. And the thing is, you only get to take a certain amount of stuff. So I've got the sleeping bag, the tent. I'm carrying it all, lugging for 8 hours a day with the back. Bobby's just straight behind. Literally, I can see it being...
So basically what you're saying is he fucked you up.
And you're Bobby Sam, I'm telling you now. They told me I was the most snitched person they've ever had on the show.
Because that people... But you're very... Like,
but also, a lot of people just don't like me. Love that for me. So the amount of people like that just are, the amount I got snitched on was ridiculous.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean
but
they don't like
people
you.
That saw Bobby, like, wanted to help him out because they were older. Like, they didn't also as well, if you snitch on someone and they catch you, you get like a £250 prize. I'm sure, there's a lot of people that don't like
Why?
Me.
What have you done that's bad? Because you're one of the nicest.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
Are like you a
sick? Why?
No, do you know what it is? I think where it comes from is the only, like, I guess hate comments I get are like, oh, she's so different to who she used to be. When I first started out, I was like 14, 15.
Of course you are.
And I was in high school, I was in school, and obviously, like, I didn't have my own house, didn't have my own car.
That's another
Anyways,
story.
Can I just go back to tension?
Yeah, of course. Go, yeah.
Me and Bobby, who don't know each other that well, loveliest guy ever, had shared a one-man tent together. I've turned the opposite way to him, not got much room. We're in a one-man tent, the two of us, right? And I'm also fucking freezing. Anyways, I've turned over, I've gone, night, Bobby, night. Anyways, next minute, I feel him really fucking close to me. And I'm thinking, why is he so close to me? Like, go away. And at first, I was thinking, I was trying to just, like, budge him over. I thought he's, you know, he's falling asleep, whatever, like, trying to budge him. In the end, I swear to God, I was. When I tell you, I actually think I'm quite strong. I was pushing him, and he weren't moving. He was not moving. And I
this
was
isn't
like,
a story where he died, is it?
Huh?
You weren't just pushing a cord.
I thought he's actually died. So I wake up in the morning. So basically, he's spooning me the whole night, yes, right? This does sound, if it was anyone else, I'd be like, all right, I need to speak to someone. But he actually is the cutest little soul, and I love him so much. But anyways, wake up in the morning, and he goes, Saf, I thought you died last night.
What?
And I was like, why? He went, so I looked over at you and I didn't think you were breathing. So I was checking if you were breathing and I went, so you're watching me in my sleep. That's a bit fucking weird, Bobby. And he's gone, well, no, I just couldn't hear you breathe. I went, no, I think maybe Bobby just wanted a hug.
Do you know what?
Maybe he needed it. He's actually the sweetest.
In terms of people's career, so, I mean, what do you want to do next? What's your next move?
Can
you tell
here
us?
Here I go. Don't quite want to be a pop star, but I do want to be an actress.
Amazing. The classic.
Who is your icon when it comes to actresses? Who would you, or actors, who is the kind of pinnacle? Who do you think is the best actor? Who would you like to emulate?
I love Margot Robbie.
So do I.
Obviously.
Probably for different
who
reasons.
Who doesn't? Probably for different reasons.
I have a question for you then.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street. Okay. Leo is there. It is a sex scene. Are you going, I can't do that, it's a bit too much? Or because she openly has spoken being like, it was quite awkward.
I would defo do a sex scene for a film.
With Leo DiCaprio?
I'd volunteer as tribute, yes.
So
do you know what? Hunger Games would be like my dream movie.
Yeah, what would your dream role be then?
Yeah, it'd be like that. And I love Marvel. Like, I love Marvel. So
a Scarlet Witch kind of vibe. We do quite a lot of brand deals in our bid to stay relevant, right? It's kind of the only thing we do, really. Yeah. How does that sort of go with you? Do you do the videos? Do you do sort of like, oh, here's some hair moisturiser?
Yes. Can I just ask you something, though? I don't think brand deals keep me relevant. And
no,
just
they're all we have.
No. But they're kind of the bread and butter. But you
like,
only
really,
get brand deals.
Actually, brand deals do almost the opposite to a certain extent, depending on what brand.
But you get brand deals if
from
you're
being relevant.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the point, yeah.
So if you get brand deals, amazing. It means you're relevant.
How do you feel doing them?
No, to be fair. So when I first started out, I used to literally, like, I would take anything that earned me money. Like,
but still at that point.
I didn't even know when I first started out that I could earn money. Remember the first thing I did was like this app. It was the weirdest app ever. And I think I got £300 and I was absolutely buzzing.
But £300 at 14 is quite good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I was absolutely buzzing. I was like, yeah, this is easy. I'll do whatever they want. Like, I would take anything I could. But now I don't think I do. And I literally only, genuinely, I can say I only work with brands I love.
Wow, what does that feel like?
Yeah.
it's quite nice. No, it's because I think people can, it's hard, right? Because you want to earn money, but at the same time, like, I always say to people, being like authentic is like the most important thing to actually being relevant. Like, people will see straight through you. If I start promoting like a load of shit, because at the end of the day, my job is basically talking and promoting stuff. Like, that is essentially what like vlogging is. Like, I'm filming my life. I'm always talking about products. So if I start talking about things that I hate and then people use it and they hate it, they're going to be like, well, I'm not going to listen to her again.
Are you part of any groups actually? That's a good question.
Groups?
Yeah. I think.
What do you mean?
I've talked about this before. Have you heard about this? I only found about this the other day. Influencer groups. I think this is for the kind of the not as good people.
Oh, like a...
You know when influencers are trying to make it and they all have WhatsApp.
On YouTube they used to have like Hype House.
Yeah. We went to one of them.
No.
We went to one and we dressed up as dinosaurs.
I mean a group where they've never met each other, but they all have to give each other comments and likes and shit on their pictures and things.
No, but you know what?
It's a real thing, I promise.
Do you know what?
I read about it the other day.
Really?
Should we set up our own group?
To be honest, I actually, that's quite smart.
Yeah, so basically, it's them. They don't necessarily, and they can be from all around the world, and they set up these WhatsApp groups, which, like, I've just posted, can everyone like, blah, 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 all that.
To be honest, I actually think that's smart.
Saffron, but it's fucking desperate.
It's desperate, but they're the ones that probably look relevant.
Would you ever start a house? Because obviously, you know, you're at the top of the game now. Would you ever start a YouTube vlog house?
No, I wouldn't.
Younger Saffron, would you ever go into one of them vlog houses?
Probably when I was younger, yeah, I would have gone into one. But nah, I wouldn't.
They're
now.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird.
They're very
It's just
odd.
Making content together, isn't it?
Yeah, and they have like a whiteboard. It's just, do you remember they had like a manager who was like, right, you're going to do 3 bits of TikToks today? And we were like, what is going on in here?
I mean, the weirdest part of that was, they literally looked at me like I was their sort of weird granddad had come over for the day. But the only thing that went viral from that day was me and that guy.
Doing the hair.
Putting her hair up because we both had long hair, and he put it on.
Oh, the one who said that you was his
daddy. And then I spent 3 months.
I don't know if he said the word daddy.
No, he did. No, he put like father, like son, and then everyone.
To be fair, I watched that video and was like, what the fuck?
And then everyone just started bombarding me with messages calling me. Was it Zaddy?
Zaddy
and daddy. But Zaddy's a word, isn't it, that people use? Someone back me up on this? Yeah,
Does
Urban Dictionary what it means? Because I don't actually know, because I just thought everyone was just illiterate and couldn't spell daddy. But Zaddy's a thing. And I don't think it's American, but I was just getting bombarded for about fucking 3 months with Zaddy. And I don't necessarily know if it's good.
So you went to a house.
We did a dance for
influencer house.
We spent a day there for them to teach us.
Why did you actually go there though?
Because at the time we had a show called Reality News, which has since been cancelled because it's something else that we failed at. So and that was part of what we did was for one of the episodes we went and spent a day.
You know, it's actually good to fail.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
It is.
And on that note, that's all we got time for. It's okay. Good to fail, and we're very glad.
And you can cut that up as Saffron just describing our lives. It's good to fail.
Good to fail.
Genuinely though, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Saffron. We love you.
All right, I think I gave the worst advice.
I want to be invited to a night out.
Let's make it happen.
That was
such... You've got to go back to Brighton.
Huh?
You've got to go back to Brighton.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go out tonight, so it's another one. Shame.
I'm trying not to drink.
Oh, me too.
Saffron, thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You as a person were brilliant.
Thank you. Hope you learned something today.
Not a thing. Glad things are going well for you and not for us.
I just learned that you go for a shit a lot and yay it.
I don't shit a lot.
You do.
Don't tell people that.
Do.
I don't. No, I don't like that conversation. Okay. I hate that conversation. Full stop. Anyway, let's not end on how much I like to shit, shall we? Let's fucking cut it there. So that was Saffron. She was fucking great. Love Saffron. First guest down.
You've been to Stringfellas at Saffron 3 times.
Let's not put a number on it.
3 times. That's what I took away from this podcast. No. I didn't even know you guys knew each other that well.
So can we also just stop telling guests about when I shit?
Sorry.
I just don't think it's necessary for that to be a conversation.
That wasn't where I wanted it to go, but you said you were like, he always came and knocked on my door, and it is true. And it was an experience.
It wasn't an experience or one that needs to be repeated or spoken about. Anyway, so I hope you like the podcast. Actually, I don't give a shit. I don't know why I'm saying that. Rate, review, Follow. Instagram is Staying Relevant Podcast. TikTok is the same. YouTube comes out every Friday with extra bits. Monday we do a brand new episode. And other than that, if you like it, tell us. And if you don't, go fuck yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm going to go to the pub now. So,
I'm going to go see Goose.
Disgust me on a regular basis. I'm so hot I might evaporate.
I can feel it come off his back. I can see the forehead sweating.
It is. I'm actually. I might.
Oh, I'm wearing literally same thing. I'm literally wearing a vest.
It's okay for you, but I can't sit here in a vest, babe, interviewing you.
Get it off.
You can.
Get it off.
Don't be so fucking ridiculous.
Come on. Saffron, do you want to see what's under there?
This is Magic Mike. And no one wants to see what's under there because it looks a little bit like a tortoise without the shell. All right, so.
I'm going to say something that's probably going to hurt you a bit, but I'm really not a fan of cats.
No, but you haven't seen our cats yet. They're fucking great. Trust me.
I'm not right. A cat person.
No, trust me.
Are you a dog person?
Yeah.
My girl.
No, you love our cats.
I do like the cats, but what does get annoying is when you go to their house, you go in and you say hello, and then him and Zara both stand there and they just look at you. They just stare at you and you're like, what? And they go, you haven't said hello to the cats. To everyone that walks in, I'm not even joking. Yeah. People walk in, they go, all right, guys, right, what are we good? When Sam has his entire team there, because he's got a full team now, everyone has to come in and they'll start talking about saying, they go, no, you haven't said hello to the cats. And then everyone has to go and find the cats to say hello to them.
No, so it's like not.
It's like an Easter egg hunt around the house. Where's the cat so I can say hello before we can do anything?
Yeah, you've got this their house too. We have two.
Two.
What's their names? Come on, you're dying.
Albus Dumbledore and Cedric. Yeah, from Harry Potter, yeah.
But they don't know their names because Sam and Zara don't call them that at all. Every time you go there weekly, it changes to a different animal. So this week...
Animal?
Yeah, they call them... Oh, you haven't said hello to Bunny yet. You haven't said hello to Moose Face.
The lambs.
The lambs.
Moose Face.
This is Goosey Goosington.
Surely not.
Colonel Goosington is one of them.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, what's the point of them having names? The cats are so confused. They're just wandering around going, I don't know who I am. So basically, what Sam's done is he'd given both of his cats multi-personality disorder because they're not entirely sure who they are. Insanity Group.